The environmental crimes that you document in this series are also quite stark. You write, ships intentionally dump more engine oil and sludge into the oceans in the span of 3 years than that spilled in the Deepwater Horizon and Exxon Valdez accidents combined, ocean researchers say, and emit huge amounts of certain air pollutants, far more than all the world's cars. But what is being done to combat those types of crimes?
Not a whole lot. Again, because while there are rules on the books, rules are only as good as their enforcement, and that's where the high seas become especially difficult, because it's super costly to put boats on the water. It's such a huge space to patrol, and no nation has the jurisdiction to do that in the high seas because it belongs to everyone and no one. So there are strong rules on the books forbidding that kind of behavior, but there's no one out there to stop it.